Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can you guess the very rude thing that Corey said to me right before?
And the last word Kevin said before his mic turned on.
We went on air, yeah, 877-881-1053. I timed that out to make sure that wasn't on the
air. It worked, it worked.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys insider and Corey Major's rudeness mentor, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I thought you guys were laughing because I was up next.
No,
I was laughing because the man who once interned with you said something very mean to me, and I want to know how much time you spent mentoring him on being a good coworker.
Yeah, I don't know if we went over that subject too much.
I bet you didn't.
Yeah. I kind of left him on his own there.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, Kevin's a really close friend of mine. And I think you
so
can
you just, can get away with
you can
that.
Be the meanest
huh?
to your best of friends.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
Mickey, in addition to the usual info that you give us, you know that I love to every now and again direct people to something very specific that you wrote on DallasCowboys.com. And I would love to start with that if we can. The question was posed to you about the signing of Jadeveon Clowney and how that might work in tandem or perhaps interfere with some of the young defensive ends that this team has. I would direct everyone, of course, to DallasCowboys.com. But for those who haven't seen it yet, could you share your answer?
Yeah, it was a mailbag question, and the person emailing, or however he got in touch with us, was worried that the signing of a veteran like that would stunt the growth of the young players. And at this point, from the beginning, who knows how many snaps he's going to take, right? And I thought that if nothing else, bringing his experience into that room might override anything that he actually does on the field. Saw him the other day out there talking with some young guys and kind of showing them things. And it's a young room, if you think about it. The most experienced guy, Dante Fowler Jr., right?
Yep.
And then Sam Williams. And Sam Williams didn't play last year.
Right.
And so we're talking the rest of those guys no more than in their, or the majority of the rest, no more in their second year. So you're talking a pretty inexperienced defensive front. And at least this guy's been around the block. Now, I know he's on his seventh team and, and I don't know, his history, why that's happened. But all I know in the last 2 years, he's had 15 sacks combined. Now, can I get half of that on a part-time player? I just don't think it hurts. I think it helps to have somebody with experience in that room.
Mickey, are you, when it comes to the running game and Javonte Williams, are you getting more than you expected out of him?
I wasn't sure about that.
until I got to training camp. And I kind of saw him in practices, and I'm going, well, this guy's got a little something. And I know they weren't tackling, and we didn't get to see him in preseason games. But just seeing his kind of wiggle into the line and breaking out in the holes. And then I was surprised about his speed. Not that he's like a 4.3 guy or anything, but just speed as a running back. And I was going, huh, well, they might have something here. You know, we got to see it. And then, you know, we really didn't get to see it, you know, in tackle football, because that's where you got to see running backs, right?
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, think about the play on the sideline when he ran over, was it a DB trying to tackle him this last game?
Yeah.
And he just exploded over the guy. And it's like, okay, that's what you want to see from a running back. Can you run through tackles? Can you run through tackles at the line of scrimmage? Because it's not going to be clean all the time. And I saw it, and I'm going, okay, you can win with this guy. Now, you know, you don't need to give him 20, 25 carries a game. But as a, you know, the guy, and then, you know, substitute the other guys in at times, I think he can do this. And, you know, 97 yards against that Giants defense, that was pretty good performance.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And I liked Schottenheimer saying, yeah, I should have gave him another carry so he got 100.
Yep.
Right.
And another touchdown, so my fantasy points would have been better.
You don't, Mickey, I feel like I know the answer to this question. You don't play fantasy football.
No, I do not. Okay. Yeah.
And so when you talk about the 97 yards from Javonte Williams, and we've had this conversation in the past, like you just alluded to, it was the way he got the 97 yards that I thought was particularly impressive for sure. I know that this player was before you started covering the Cowboys, but we lost the linebacker, D.D. Lewis.
Yes.
I always love to know, because you've had experiences with so many different people from this team, if that is somebody who you'd ever chatted with, shared stories with, interviewed, et cetera.
Yeah, I got to know a little bit about him before I even got here when I was working in Jackson, Mississippi at the newspaper. One of the guys on the staff, and turned out to be one of my best friends, covered him when he was at Mississippi State. And he knew a lot about D.D. Lewis, so I got to hear stories about him. And then by the time I got here, yeah, he had retired. But I got an opportunity to meet him in different situations. And boy, was he funny. Just a hilarious guy, good-natured. And I remember the last interview I did with him, and it probably was, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And we got on to this subject about, you know, what you did in the offseason. Did you have to work? Because the guys back then in the 70s, some of them, and especially if you started in the late 60s, they had part-time jobs in the offseason
right,
to supplement their salaries, sometimes making more money than they did playing football. And so I was asking him about that. He goes, no, I didn't have an off-season job. I said, so how much did you work out? He goes, every day.
Oh.
I got in the swimming pool and I did 16-ounce curls.
Really?
You know what he's meaning, right?
1 pound curls.
Yeah. 16 ounce.
Is that 1 pound?
No. Yeah. That's a big beer.
Oh.
I was going to say, because it is.
It's a tall boy right there. Yeah.
It's a tall boy.
Okay.
That was.
See, I was thinking he was swimming with weights. And, man, I feel really dumb now.
I caught on immediately.
Well, Kevin doesn't drink, so it makes a lot of sense.
But I should be able to use common sense. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but D.D. Lewis is also responsible for telling reporters that Texas Stadium has a hole in the roof so God can watch his favorite team play, right?
I heard that, and I didn't know that that's when that started. And I evidently said it after he retired the next year or something. But I could see him saying that, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
the kind of guy he was. But yeah, he was, what a character. And unfortunately these days we don't have many characters in the game anymore. We eliminate them or make sure we mute them, because if they say something, there's consequences.
Yeah. And the media has to take some blame for that,
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you can make a mountain out of a molehill now these days, and you got something to write that's easy. So, yeah, but yeah, he was a gregarious guy, neat guy. And the one stat, and I saw all the stats about him and everything, but the fact that he ended up playing 135 consecutive regular season starts, I just think that's amazing. And I know he's not in the Ring of Honor or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he did get selected to the College Football Hall of Fame and the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. Oh. So that kind of tells you what people thought about him in his various careers from college to the NFL.
Now, looping back around, first of all, thank you for that as well. You always give us great insight on these Cowboys alumni. Looping back around to the modern Cowboys, one of the things that Schottenheimer said after the Giants game was he thought that the early offensive struggles might have been reflective of kind of slower practices and everything like that. Do you ever recall a coach talking about that in the middle of the week prior to the game where he's like, man, we really haven't practiced very well, so I don't know how this game's going to go?
I've heard it before. And I've certainly heard it afterwards, too.
Yeah.
You know, saying, well, this is kind of reflective of how we practice. We didn't have a good practice. I've heard coaches go, yeah, you know what? Wednesday wasn't very good. We got to pick it up on Thursday. And I can recall McCarthy saying similar things during the week before the game. You know what? He's a pretty open book.
It does appear that, doesn't it? And
there's not many questions that he doesn't give you a thoughtful answer to.
True.
Even if it's a bad question, he figures out, or a question he doesn't want to answer, like the one yesterday about Tom Brady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, no, I'm fine. I'll talk football. And
do you feel that way as well about that? Because I know that's...
I think that's pretty... on the edge right there of I mean,
agreed.
The fact that, you know, and it's like, well, only he does virtual interviews with the next head coach of the game he's covering or announcing, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the other guys are in there and they're going to go, hey, guess what so-and-so said, Tom? And, you know, and they tell him, right? So, yeah, that's a little conflict of interest. And I like what Ben Johnson said. Well, he's not going to get anything from me.
Right.
Right? And that's how you solve it, right?
Yeah.
You're not as open in those. And those were, from my understanding, talking to the different guys, the sessions with the head coaches are very valuable as to if something happens or this is the way it turned out in the game, you have some background to say, well, yeah, and, you know, we kind of knew or were looking for things like this. You don't have to say the coach said it, but background information like that's valuable to the job they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But again, yeah, you just, you know, you know what you got to say. And I thought, Schottenheimer was right. Everybody's got basically everybody's playbook, right? They know it. Players of free agency and things like that, which made me think, like when the Cowboys went into the first game, nobody knew anything about what they were going to do offensively or defensively. But after you play a game, did the Giants go to school on, huh, here's the soft spot in that defense. This is what we can do. And you kind of expose what you were doing that was an unknown in the first game.
Yep.
Do you think?
He played with his 7-iron all preseason and then surprised the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they held the Eagles to 24 points.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they explode, and they exploded where they should have exploded. You know, attacking one cornerback that had played 27 snaps since December 9th and didn't have any practices in training camp. And then the other guy that looked good in training camp, but they finally figured out maybe that's why Buffalo traded him. And now we got to see what happens going forward. The good thing is, you know, can you hang on for two more games? And then the Calvary's coming over the hill, and you're going to get back to who you wanted at cornerback from the start. But the problem is four of those top six guys are not available to play. And that's getting into depth pretty deep.
Yeah, we might. I might pick that conversation up with you tomorrow, specifically about Revel, because Steven had said something interesting about like his preparedness once he gets off the injured reserve. So maybe we'll pick up that conversation tomorrow, good sir.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And I'll tease that with watching him do his rehab. I think he's ready to go.
Oh! Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See you, boys.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. That was well done. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus what does Ben Johnson think about your quarterback? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. A couple of station reminders for you. Today, the G-Bag Nation is going to be setting their show up at Williams Chicken off of South Cooper in Arlington, getting you ready for the State Fair Classic so you can go see their show. I know Chris Arnold is going to make an appearance as well. And then today, on our program between 12:15 and 12:30, you have the opportunity for the next win to be the next winner for the Cowboys Tolo Hangout. The ultimate Cowboys Tolo Hangout between 12:15 and 12:30 today.
Oh, man.
But you know what? You don't have to wait any longer because right now it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, or if you're Jerry Jones, everybody else. 877-881-1053.
Did it make you feel any better that you alone qualified as everybody else?
Oh yeah, I qualified for at least two people in that context. So yes, that made me feel like I was a lot more important than I really was. And hey, like Peyton said, you haven't really made it until the man forgets your name. 877.
That is a great point.
881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, I just thought this was really interesting. Ben Johnson gives his thoughts on what makes Dak Prescott so good early on in this NFL season. We'll hear from him in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, the National Day calendar often has some very, at least in my mind, random, sometimes unimportant holidays.
Okay.
That are usually just sponsored bits that I appreciate, people marketing. But this is one of those holidays that is very near and dear to me. National Cheeseburger Day is today. And it's like, it's to the point where you're seeing all the social posts about the different companies that sell this product, doing specials on it. Like, it's a widely recognized holiday at this point. Okay. So much so that it's probably going to be what I seek out after the show today, because I like celebrating holidays.
We've seen that with a few things. Like, I feel like on National Donut Day, companies get pretty fired up for that. So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and I like that we're stepping out and creating holidays instead of just, you know, compiling a holiday on top of a holiday.
Yeah, we just, what I would like is, can we get a day off for these holidays? You know,
just eat cheeseburgers that all would day. Be...
Somebody recently said that none of America does not want more holidays. It wants actually less holidays because it's costing
Americans so much money.
Yeah,
I bet the owner doesn't like that, but I guarantee you the vast majority of Americans are like, that sounds great. Can you imagine if, like, the bank is closed today in honor of National Cheeseburger Day? Like, that would be awesome.
See, and I would weirdly respect it.
Me too.
So now, the question of the day. Gentlemen, Tolos, 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. The best cheeseburger you have ever had. Or, if you want to put a feather in your cap, your secret to making the best cheeseburger ever.
So now,
Worcestershire sauce.
Ooh.
That's a great start.
Yeah, just pour it into the mixture and then throw butter in it.
Butter makes everything better.
This is not the best cheeseburger I've ever had, but I hope it's relevant to this conversation because it merges both of your questions. Is I will always hold a special place for Topgolf in my heart because that's the first time I ever had a cheeseburger with an egg on it.
Oh, really?
And
not even at Red Robin?
Yeah. No, even though
Red Robin was the one when we went to Phoenix. I did that.
But that's where I had it for the first time. And I just think, in the right circumstances, that can really take your burger to the next level.
I like that. That's one of the fancy touches that I don't do it all the time, but on special occasions, like National Cheeseburger Day, Kevin.
That makes sense.
I will step out and do that. I don't do it every time I make burgers at the house, but if it is a holiday that we're like off of work for, and I'm like, you know what? I got time. Throw an egg on the grill.
Yeah.
Why not? On the old Blackstone. Yeah.
Yes, the Big Mike at Hurtado's is fantastic. Yes, I think very clearly we have to leave Whataburger out of this conversation.
Because you think that's unfair.
It's unfair to every other burger in the world. All right. Yeah. So let's go. What's the second best?
Ooh, can I say at Whataburger then you can go get that barbecue
Wrangler burger?
Chicken finger burger thing. That thing is amazing.
And for many, many years, the Rodeo Goat has been my go-to place, mostly because they also serve Petacola's Velvet Hammer. So that was always like, okay, get that, get a beer and a burger, and I was all right. However, sometime this year, we were discussing burgers, and Broadus texted me, and he said his friend said, Ye Old Butcher Shop in Plano, and it's on the east side. And I went there that weekend. I went there and I was like, this is fantastic. And then I had it this weekend. That burger is my favorite burger at Ye Old Butcher Shop in Plano. However, their hours are weird. I could never figure it. Like, they close at 6 p.m. And I'm like, what are you doing closing at 6? I want to eat at 7. And then on like certain days, they're not open. And I'm like, what is happening here? So you just got to find whatever their schedule is. Good luck finding out what it is. And I hope you can. But it is totally worth getting a burger from Ye Old Butcher Shop.
Ooh.
They close at 3 p.m. some days.
See, what? I always think that place just means it's better because they're like, we don't even have to conform to your societal hours.
You know
our
what?
Food is so good, figure it out.
Great point. Just like a fancy steakhouse or something.
Okay, here it is. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday and Wednesday, 9 to 3. Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday, 9 to 5, closed Sunday and Monday. But you're right. That's how good it is. Man. They don't even need to be open Sunday and Monday. They need 2 days off.
Sounds like a trading card shop.
Like, he's talking about you, Paul. We're collecting in Wahxahatchee. Yeah. That was exactly what I thought when he said that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what Paul's shop does.
Man, I hate that. Whenever I find a new shop and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to spend a weekend going card shopping. He's like, nope, we're not open. I'm like, well, okay, there goes my plans to make bad financial decisions. To the fan text, 877-881-1053. The best cheeseburger belongs to who? And I'm seeing some great entries around here. And I like this because I'm a frequent event goer. From the 469, Dickie's Arena actually has a really good cheeseburger. I was unaware of that.
I didn't know that either.
Because I'm usually the type of person when I go to these events, I try to stay away from the food because I usually make plans after said event to go get food at a restaurant or something. So I usually stay away. But my one exception is usually Globe Field because they have all the crazy great food there. The incredible selections. Every year they have the rotating menus, the seasonal options. But like venues like that, just arenas, I usually don't try much. So I'm going to have to write that down there. From the 817, Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers has my vote.
Dude, it's really good.
You know what? And I'm with you on that because I remember, I think the first time I might have actually gone to that was in Phoenix.
Surprise, yeah.
And I thought we were doing a bit where you're like, yeah, we're going to go get cold beers and cheeseburgers. And I was like, okay, well, from where?
Great, yeah.
And they're like, no, that's where we're going. And I was like, oh, okay. But it really, like, it lived up to its name, at least in the cheeseburger front is all I can speak to. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Their apps were fantastic as well.
That is true.
From another 214 saying, from Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers, the peanut butter and jelly cheeseburger. How do we feel about PB&J on, or just jelly? I've seen some of that get added on burgers. I've never tried it yet.
I'm not a fan.
I understand it. I understand the concept. What are our thoughts of putting the jelly on a burger? Corey, any thoughts here? Because I'm scared.
So Grandma Maxine, she used to throw jelly on a waffle, sausage, and egg sandwich.
Ooh.
And I didn't think that that would be good, and it turned out to be awesome. I've also seen somebody, they take a bag of frozen meatballs, throw them in the crock pot, pour a jar of grape jelly, and then a thing of cayenne pepper on it. And those turned out to be awesome, too. Oh. So I can see where jelly...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Beef go together in a lot of different areas. I want to throw this one in there. This is an all-time classic, and they crush when it comes to hosting for fantasy football. Jake's. Jake's the Original and the Works, those burgers are bar none, phenomenal. Like, just absolute. You got the poppy seed bun to go along with it. And now what they've done, they've added, they're like, hey, come in here, have a cold beer also. You can have a party. Jake's is fantastic.
It is, and that was going to be one of my votes. It's okay. High up there for me because I frequent it because there's one literally 10 minutes from my house. So it's hard to avoid whenever you're craving a burger, and you can just pick up, order on the app. It makes it so much easier when it is a sit-down place, too, and you don't want to do all of that. So I'll pick some up for me and the family. And the Works is usually the go-to. It's, man, I'm telling you.
Yes.
It just so hits good. Different. The poppy seed bun, it hits different. I love it. And our friend Kevin, Bobby Lashley, whenever he moved out here, he was like, hey, I'm kind of traveling around the area. He was like, I've been to the Grand Prairie Mansfield area a lot here recently. You got any burger recommendations for me? And I was like, boy, do I. I mentioned Jake's. I mentioned Hideout Burger. It's one of those like single.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know that place.
Like, well, mom and pop shop over there in Mansfield. And it is nothing fancy whatsoever. It's a good like family style homemade burger. And it's super cheap. Like, I love that. It's one of the great spots that we would go to after high school football games out there. It's incredible. And Mooyah Burger in Mansfield, also very
good. I do like Mooyah.
I think, Kevin, the burger has taken over for me. There used to be a time in life where they would say, if you were stranded on a desert island. And I was like, it's a desert. How's it an island? But if you were stranded, what would you want for food? And it was always pizza. For the longest time, it was pizza. And I think in the last 2 or 3 years, burger has taken over. It's become the, like, I crave a hamburger all the time.
So do I.
It's easy.
It's hard to mess up, too. Because it's been around for so long, there's so many variations. I feel like if you screw up a cheeseburger, then what do you do?
Yeah.
And this might be different for different people, but is the worst version of that burger going to be they cooked it well done? And you're like,
Yeah, if you burn it, then that's a great start to mess up a cheeseburger. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. People like that.
I mean, yeah, some people do. I don't.
I don't either.
Okay, I was about to say.
Not me.
Kevin's like, I'm some people.
That's me. I am some people. No, I like flavor. So don't overcook it, man. I mean, if the ingredients that they use as toppings are just not fresh, that can throw things off too. If you forget the sauce, I hate when you order a burger that has like a special house-made sauce and then they forget the sauce. I'm like, okay, then it's just a burger.
Yeah, what was the point of me doing a regular burger? You charged me $4 extra.
Exactly. Like, what are we doing here? But good sauce. I think I've made up my mind. I'm going to be getting that that double meat Whataburger after work today. That's going to be the play for me to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day. Gentlemen, Ben Johnson, you've heard of him. He's been the sweetheart of the NFL for the past, what, year now? Maybe two, because of his innovative offense. So I was checking out some of the highlights of his press conference from yesterday, I believe. And they asked about Dak Prescott, and he gets really nerdy with it, and I really appreciate it. But the reason I'm playing this, I think it goes to Corey's idea that Dak has a little bit more confidence, a little bit more swagger to him this year. Take a listen to what Ben Johnson has to say.
Dan doing that makes you feel like he's playing the best football of just about anybody.
Man, when I see a quarterback utilize cadence the way that he does, and I know that's a little thing, but it's reflective of he's got total control of the field. He's looking to manipulate the defense. He's looking to control them. Hopefully we'll have a loud crowd here on Sunday that combats his ability to use that cadence to our disadvantage. But when I see that on tape, I know, like, this is a guy that's seeing the field really well right now, and he's trying to move defenders around. And I think that's when you have an experienced player like that, that's a dangerous thing.
So you look at all the numbers and stuff, and you're like, yeah, he's having a good season. But Ben Johnson equates it to just pre-snap. You know, walking up to the football and reading coverages and trying to get people to move and the command he has of his team whenever he's on the field. I thought it was interesting how specific it was that I could just tell by the way he operates the cadence pre-snap that he feels good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like him to feel better. I think that's and for everybody else around him to feel better and these wins just to roll off, man.
Right.
I'm hoping what I'm seeing isn't just for show. I'm hoping what we're seeing and what other people are seeing is legitimate.
The KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Can two 0-2 teams make the playoffs this season. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Here's Mahomes looking around, pressure. He can run it if he wants. You know what he wants. Mahomes looking for the end zone. Touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and hip it.
I like that. Do you think you're also going to like this? Michael Chiklis, former star of The Shield, star of the upcoming movie The Senior, will be coming on in about 15 minutes or so.
That's exciting, man.
It is. All right. Here are the 0-2 teams in the NFL. What I want to know is if you think two of these teams can make the playoffs.
All right.
The Chiefs, the Texans, the Bears, hopefully not, the Giants, the Saints, Titans, Jets, Panthers, Dolphins, and Browns.
All right.
So since 1990, 35 teams who started out 0-2 have made the postseason. So easy to figure out right there. That's an average of about one a year. Clearly, the Cowboys are one of the outliers in the Emmett Smith holdout year. But believe it or not, there have actually been three teams during that time who started 0-2 and won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's that Cowboys team, the 0-1 Patriots, and that is with Drew Bledsoe playing before Tom Brady, and then the 0-7 Giants, who, well, that remains one of the weirdest Super Bowl wins we've ever seen.
That team specifically, that team specifically seemed to have gotten hot at the right time.
Yeah, they
it's a weird, so what you're telling me here, based on the information you just said, the Cowboys need to start 0-2 next time.
No.
That's what I just heard.
No.
Because they won the Super Bowl once.
That happened one time. I'm telling you, about one 0-2 team per year makes the playoffs. 14 teams now are going to be in the playoffs. But wouldn't you rather be one of the 13?
I kind of like being the surprise.
Okay.
Kevin.
Putting that aside.
I don't think the Jets or Dolphins will.
Oh, yeah.
The Jets' struggles are, man, dude, that thing. Good luck to Aaron Glenn.
Skip the Dolphins for now because I got a question for you about them coming up.
I don't think the Browns will either. I'm going through divisions here. I don't think the Browns will because I think there are three other teams in that division that are too good.
Sure.
And will deserve a wild card spot first. Houston and Tennessee, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Rookie quarterback, team in disarray, trying to figure themselves out still. And it's a carryover from last year. Kansas City is the one that I'll be like, they could go on a run.
Sure.
But that is a tough division.
Yeah.
Now. Like, that's now a tough division.
Agreed.
With the Chargers being at the top of it. So Kansas City might have to do it from the wild card. The Giants will not. The Bears will not. The Saints and Panthers will not. So, Kevin, only the Chiefs, I believe, will be able to make a playoff spot after starting 0-2.
Poor Texans.
That's where they are. The Bears, I really thought were going to be better.
Yeah.
I really did, and they just aren't. And this is going to be another one of those games, Kevin, I believe, that the Cowboys, we shouldn't be surprised if they win.
I will not be surprised.
We should be pretty shocked if they lose or have another game like they did against the Giants.
Now, let's go from that to, I don't think he meant anything malicious by it, but I also really like Kyler Murray, and I could see why he pulled it down. Did you see his post on Instagram?
I heard the apology, saw the apology.
So it was him sitting with his pit bull and wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Yeah.
And again, we talk about this all the time, whether you think
it went through anybody's mind, though, before it got posted, before the picture was taken.
And that's a great question, because I don't know if he has, like, a social media team.
Yeah.
Or if he's like, I'm just posting up on Instagram. Because I would hope if there was a team that somebody would be like, hey, devil's advocate, because that's what you pay me for. You should not post this.
Yeah.
He pulled it down. He apologized. You think that's going to be the end of it? I said, I'm biased. I like Kyler Murray, so I think he should be fine.
What did he actually do wrong? yeah. other than optics.
No.
Is he hosting parties where they're killing dogs and having them? I don't know.
Well, and if that's the case,
this moment, he is not being charged for it or being prosecuted, whatever the words. You know all the legal words, Kevin. So there's nothing that goes along with those lines. So he did nothing wrong other than he put up a picture that had bad optics.
Yes. And then obviously people, because of that, think he was in a roundabout way endorsing animal cruelty, which obviously is part of his apology. He's like, definitely not.
At this point, though, isn't Michael Vick a different symbol for that
people,
because of his support for?
Look, this is if...
And it was, like, obviously he changed his mind after the trouble.
Yes.
But since then, his advocacy has been far different.
And that's a great question, probably for a different show or a different podcast, is do you care if people do the right things, but after not for the right reasons? Like, and I don't know. I have no idea what's in Michael Vick's heart. But I know a lot of people are like, well, they only did it after he went to jail. Michael Vick has done a lot of advocacy work for animal rights and everything. But I know
he seemed very genuine.
Yes. But I know there's a group of people who will never, ever forgive him for what happened. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl, specifically the idea that Amazon is quote unquote optimistic about streaming a Super Bowl. Do you think that Prime is so omnipresent for everybody that there would not be an outcry over this? Or do you think anything on non-linear TV for the Super Bowl is going to cause some problems?
Jerry has said
he has
very adamantly that he wants the Cowboys games to be available on network television for free because only 7% of people can get into a stadium. I don't know if you've ever heard
this. No, it's only 7% have. And yes, I've heard him say that like 50 million times.
Pretty sure it means can get into a stadium. But like that's so, if the Cowboys were to play in it, I don't know if Jerry would agree to that. But that would be something that would be pre-agreed to before the season, probably. Right. I wouldn't like it. I know I have access to it. I love the idea.
Sure.
And you know what? Here's another thing. I love the idea that, man, I can go to one of those three broadcasts because they have the Spanish broadcast, the main broadcast, and then they have the Gen Stats one. I love that, by the way.
So you would love that as a supplementary.
And maybe the option would be Amazon says, guys, for free, we are giving everybody access for this game. You can log in with this code.
Okay.
And they can do that. Like they can make something like that happen. They can push all their stuff that they do on these other broadcasts the same way they do.
That's a really good point.
One game only, you get this for free.
Okay. I love that idea much more than the idea of now they're like Prime for the year is $160. You could see how it would go that direction,
too. The best solution probably, Kevin, would be they would say, get a 7-day trial, and then you'd have to remember to kill the trial. And like Netflix, they would just go, oh, well, I'm going to stick around because I like the content that I didn't know y'all had.
Okay, now that you said that, I want to do some sort of research project across all free trial areas. What percentage of people do not cancel after the free trial that have no intention of using it? I get like you said, maybe people are like, oh yeah, this Netflix thing kind of good. I'll watch some more of these shows. But I want to know what percentage of people have no interest in continuing on beyond
to cancel. There was something I think maybe you had suggested I watch and I went and watched it. And as soon as I was done watching it, it was the Wes Anderson new movie. And I had to sign up for a 7-day free trial. Maybe it was Peacock.
Yes.
I got it. And after the movie was over, I went and canceled it. And okay. I was like, because I know I'll forget.
Okay.
And then I charge $5 and then I'm mad. And I'm like, this $5 is going to ruin me.
That's another dynamic for another podcast, another day. The way we'll get upset about a shipping charge or whatever that's $5 to $7 versus all the stupid things we spend $5 to $7 on. I'm definitely including myself in that. And yes, I can say the Super Bowl. It's not a commercial. But stick around for those underdog spots where I cannot say that term. All right.
Yeah, and you can watch the game.
The big game.
At the Cowboys facility.
That's right.
When you can watch the game.
That giveaway is coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Khalil Mack, to the surprise of probably nobody, is going on the injured reserve after his elbow. I know.
Dude, did you see Cody Freeman's elbow last night when he slid into second head first? And I was like, it did the same thing.
Yeah. Ugh. But he's tough. He's a baseball player. By the way, I'm just kidding. Football players are tough too. The Commanders are going back to D.C. The city council has approved their stadium idea. It's a $3.7 billion project with $1.1 billion of that money coming in taxpayer money. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Emmy Award winner, star of The Shield, and star of the new movie, The Senior. It's Michael Chiklis next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.